Week 33, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Lord, save me in your merciful love. Psalm 6. Lord, do not reprove me in your anger, punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me, my body is racked. My soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eyes waste away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled and suddenly confounded. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, save me in your merciful love. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in time of distress. Psalm 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause, you sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked. You have wiped out their name for ever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities, their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned for ever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in time of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in times of distress. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Psalm 9 continued. Sing psalms to the Lord who dwell in Sion, proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For an avenger of the blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion, and rejoice at your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and gives judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror, let the nations know they are but men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Teach me to observe your law. I will keep it with all my heart. A reading from the prophet Joel, chapter 3. The Lord said to his people, "For behold, in those days and at that time when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there, on account of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations, and have divided up my land, and have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, and have sold a girl for wine, and have drunk it. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare war, stir up the mighty men, let all men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, 'I am a warrior.' Hasten and come, all you nations round about. Gather yourselves there. Bring down your warriors, O Lord. Let the nations bestir themselves, and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the nations round about. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. And the Lord roars from Sion, and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shake. But the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who dwell in Zion, my holy mountain, and Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall never again pass through it. And in that day the mountains will drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water, and a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord, and water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall become a desolation, and Edom a desolate wilderness, for the violence done to the people of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem to all generations. I will avenge their blood, and I will not clear the guilty, for the Lord dwells in Zion." Responsory from Joel 3. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the streams of Judah flow with water. A fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord. Let him who is thirsty come, let him who wishes take the water of life without price. The angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Let him who is thirsty come, let him who wishes take the water of life without price. A reading from the treatise of St. Fulgentius of Ruspe on the forgiveness of sins. quote, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will rise uncorrupted, and we shall be changed." End of quote. When Paul uses "we" in this passage, he means that there will be a sharing with him in this future transformation for those who are united with him and his companions in this age in the fellowship of the church and of the life of virtue. He also explains the nature of this transformation when he goes on to say, quote, "For this corruptible nature must put on incorruptibility, and this mortal nature must put on immortality." End of quote. Therefore, to ensure in such cases that a transformation results then which is a just reward, there is now, in this life, a transformation which is the result of freely given bounty. Those, then, who in this present life are challenged from bad to good, are in the future promised the reward of this transformation. It is by grace that the transformation arising from the gift of God is begun in them here by justification, which is a spiritual resurrection. Afterwards, it is by grace that in the resurrection of the body, when that transformation of the justified is made complete, there will result a perfect glorification, which will remain unchanged for ever. So the free gift of justification first, and then the free gift of glorification, will bring about in them the result that the glorification cannot be changed and will remain for ever. Here they are changed by the first resurrection, by which they are enlightened to conversion. By this they pass from death to life, from wickedness to righteousness, from unbelief to faith, from wicked deeds to a holy way of life. As a result, the second death has no power over them. It is to them that the words of the Apocalypse apply, quote, "Blessed is he who shares in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power." End of quote. In the same book we read, "He who conquers shall not be hurt by the second death." Therefore, as the first resurrection is constituted by the conversion of the heart, so the second death consists of everlasting torments. Every man who does not wish to be condemned to the eternal punishment of the second death should hasten to become a sharer in the first resurrection in this life. If anyone is changed in this present life by fear of God and passes from a wicked to a good life, then he passes from death to life, and afterwards he will be changed from a humble, lowly state to glory. Responsory from Colossians 3. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. You are to think of yourselves as dead to sin, but alive to God in union with Christ Jesus our Lord. Your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. Let us pray. Lord our God, give us grace to serve you always with joy, because our full and lasting happiness is to make of our lives a constant service to the Author of all that is good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.